I'm telling you, there's no way. Well, it's either the budget or the integrity of the project. Compromise. I'm not about to let my grade go just because one of my group members thinks my budget proposal is, what did you say it was? Unreasonable? Inadequate? I think only one of us is being unreasonable here. What I'm saying is that maybe you should listen more to your classmates. You're the only one who has an issue anyway. No, they're not intimidated by me. Yeah, and what about you? Negative Nancy over here shooting down every idea and never offering one of your own. Typical. I said, typical. You've always been like this. Like a spoiled brat, just waiting for things to get done without putting in any effort. If this is how you always are, I don't even want to know what you're like outside of class. You're right. I don't know you. And for all intents and purposes, you don't know me. But, by whatever shitty fate, we're in this project together. And if we're aiming for the level of grade I aspire to, you're gonna have to find some level of chill. Well, clearly, this isn't working. And what's with you anyway? Why aren't you looking at me? I'm trying to have an actual conversation with you. Is that okay, princess? Look, I know we're not on the best of terms. I just don't understand why you hate me so much. Like, did I offend you? Because if I did, then I'd get it. But I didn't. Or not that I remember. I'm sorry for calling you a brat, okay? It's frustrating. You're frustrating. I can't read the room when it's just you here, so you're gonna have to spell it out for me if you have an issue. And if it's that big of an issue, I'll ask if I can switch out for someone else. Hmm? Don't what? Then what do you want? God, can you look at me? What are you even staring at? Is there something on my hands? Well, then use your words. God knows you've had a lot to say about everything I've contributed so far. What? You don't hate me. I mean, you'll forgive me for not quite believing that. Why? Because we've never had a positive interaction. Ever since we met in third grade, you've always given me that look. That look. That one. The one that looks like you want to strangle me. I'm not saying I don't deserve to be strangled sometimes, but it's been years. And even when I try to be civil, I mean, I don't know. Hey, what's with the silent treatment? Yeah, you totally are. You're looking away again. What, am I too close? Wait. Is that what this is? Did you like me? No, I'm not laughing at you, just at the situation itself. Well, it's absurd. You like me? Since when? Holy shit. I mean, give me a break. I've lived years thinking you hated my guts, and now I know that's not the case. Is that what that look was? I thought you were just glaring. No, don't be like that. Besides, I haven't even made my response yet. Hey, don't go putting words in my mouth. I can make my own statements. Covering your face won't protect you from what I'm gonna say. Yeah, I don't know if you're ready for this. I have the biggest crush on you. You certainly perked up there. No, I'm not joking. Honest to God. What? You're cute. Well, you were cute. Now you're hot and cute. And despite me thinking you wanted me dead, I couldn't help it. I have a soft spot for hot girls who look like they want to trample me. Well, now that that's out of the way, What should we do with this newfound information? You know exactly what I mean. Should I show you? Or did you want to get back to the project? I thought so. Come here. Take a seat. Relax. Nobody comes down this far. Besides, we have this study room booked for another hour, right? Oh, come on. You've made one big choice today. Might as well make another. There she is. Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this. Kept all this off me for the past however many years. You were holding out. Better now than ever. This fucking neck. Oh, we can stop at any time. Just say the word. But don't you want to find out what I've been wanting to do? Knew we'd find common ground somewhere. You know, I used to get so annoyed when you wore these skimpy outfits. But now I kind of see the appeal. Easy access. And if I just push this shirt up, pull this bra down. Be a darling and hold your shirt up for me. That's it. What, aren't you a handful? So responsive. You're already grinding down on my thigh. Let's get you taken care of. Here, up you get. Turn around and sit back down. I'll always be glad they splurged on office chairs for these study rooms. Now, spread those legs. Prop your feet up on their armrests. Those thighs. Sorry, couldn't resist. They're just so smackable. Case in point. Just one of those things I wanted to get my hands on for ages. Sometimes you cross your legs in that bitchy way you do, and I mean that in the best way possible, and I just silently lose my shit. And now that I have you on me, I assume I get free range, especially on what's between them. Just lift up the skirt, pull those cute as fuck panties to the side, and there it is. Sensitive little thing, aren't you? No, keep those legs open. Today, since you've given me so much trouble with the assignment, you come on my terms. You take what I give you. If I give you a finger, you get one finger. If I give you two, that's all you get. It's simple. You cool with that? Then don't mind if I do. You, that is. Finally something agreeable from that mouth. That's it. Feel my fingers moving over that cute little clit. It's good, huh? Only the best for you. If I'd known the best way to shut you up was a couple of fingers and some good old dirty talk, I would have done it ages ago. But no. You had to make everything so difficult. See what you could have had all this time? That's a good girl. Your tits in one hand. And my other hand just sliding over your clit. Is this how you do it? You imagine my hands on you, sliding into your jeans or your skirt, whatever the fuck you decide to tease me with on any given day. And you play with your clit, wondering how good my mouth would feel on your pussy. Oh, look at you. Knew you'd be an absolute pillow princess, just letting me do what I want. And you'd take it, huh? I could probably bend you over this desk and finger fuck you until you cry, and you'd let me. But Not this time. I want you on me, in my lap, knowing full well who's doing this to you, feeling my tits against your back and bucking your ass into me. Does this excite you? Just knowing anyone could stumble down this hallway, look in through that little window and see you spread out like this. My hands on your tits and your clit, fingers in your pussy, whispering in your ear. Oh, that squeeze. You do like it. Can't believe I had no idea you were such a fucking slut. What's that? You want it harder? As the princess commands. That's it. Throw your head back over my shoulder. That's a good girl. I'd scold you for making so much noise, but I'm pretty sure these rooms are at least partially soundproofed. It's like they knew this was the ideal place for students to admit their crushes and they get their brains fucked out. Either that, or the room next door is getting a hell of a live show. Do you want them to know how much of a slut you are? Just the whore from my hands, hanging on to my every word. I know it's hard to speak when my fingers are fucking you right there. My thumb hitting your clit just the way you want it. Gripping my arms a little tight. You want it deeper? All you gotta do is ask. Fuck. It suits you, this soft, agreeable thing. I'm gonna make it my personal mission to have you like this as much as possible. That's it. Clench down on me. You wanna come, don't you? Oh, you need to. Okay, that's funny, because I don't know if you deserve it. After all, I thought you hated me for the past decade. I'm not sure I want to let you have it so easy. Do you think you deserve to come? Really? You think you've been good? You think you've earned it? Writhing on my lap like this. You know what? As a gesture of goodwill, I'll allow it. I'll even count you down. How about from 10? To commemorate the number of years we've been dancing around each other. You ready? Are you sure? Okay. 10. Clench down. 9. Oh, fuck, you're so tight around my fingers. 8. That's it. Buck up into me. 7. Here, one hand on the clit, one on the pussy. 6. Still gonna say you're not spoiled. 5. So fucking close. I can feel you tensing up. 4. Almost there. Come on, hold it. 3. Yeah, grind into me. Fuck, so good. 2. So close, so close. Get right up to that edge there. 1.5. 1.25. 1. Come for me. That's it. That's it. There we go. Fuck, you're incredible. So good. Such a good girl. Bucking into me so hard. Fuck. Come here. This mess on my hands. You gonna clean it up for me? Good girl. You really don't do anything half-assed, huh? Nah, that's not like you. You see things through. It's one of the things I admired about you. You know, you're pretty chatty for someone who just came, pliable as you are. Okay. For real, though, did you actually think my budget was unreasonable? I'll have you know, 3,600 candles is perfectly respectable.